It's one thing to want something, yeah. It's another thing to be ready to do what it takes to achieve that. Yeah. So oftentimes these two is not in line. Yeah. For many people it's not completely in line. And the want is always is usually ahead of the effort. Yeah. But if of course, when we are discussing this, we are always talking about those whose effort, yeah, is lesser than the want. There is the case where the person is not even interested. So at least in this case, the friend that you mentioned, half the problem is solved already. So the question is, to what extent do we continue trying? Or can we, do we need to leave them to maybe sort things out? Yeah. Depending on your relation with them, when you sit, you advise them to try something and they don't take your advice, right? I can completely connect with that. Yeah. Too many times I have had friends in the past. You know, they come and tell me about their problem, and sometimes they even ask me for a solution. But then when I advise them, then they just And what's worse is when somebody else advise them and it's the same exact thing, and then they go and do it. And after that they kind of tell me, oh, I'm doing this. So and so told me that this will work. Then you're like, isn't that what I told you? Yeah. So in the past, I do get quite upset. But later on, I realized that the reason why I'm upset is because I'm preoccupied with myself being the person to render help. Not that I don't care about my friend, but I care more about me being the person to help than my friend getting help. Because if I'm genuinely concerned about my friend getting help, it doesn't matter who gave the suggestion. Who my friend listened to, isn't it? Yeah. Like if let's say you see a kid on the street crossing and then there's a truck coming, yeah, you shout, hey, the kid don't listen. And you know that, if you know that the guy next to you or the girl next to you, whatever the person say, the kid will listen, are you going to like, I'm not going to tell him or her, I should be the one to call to help him. It wouldn't, isn't it? Yeah. If our concern is really for that person's welfare, then you will find whoever the person can listen to. Yeah. So sometimes, this is also part of growing up. It took me a long time to realize this. Yeah. That I'm not always the best person to advise. Yeah. So sometimes, if you try a few times, and the person is not receptive, then perhaps you may want to consider, observe your friend a bit more. See whose advice does your friend find more receptive. Oh, yeah. Then maybe you can help your friend in the end, even without you being directly involved. Okay? Not easy, with our friends, with our family, with our peers. That's why there are so many teachings, yeah, on our mindset. Yeah. That's why in Buddhism, the focus is on the... starts off with our view. Yeah. Starts off with our view to shape our mindset, to steer our mindset. So that our mindset is pure, then a lot of things will sort itself out. So anytime you meet a roadblock, you ask yourself, why are you doing this? Usually when we reach a roadblock, we ask, why isn't it working? Yeah. Good to sometimes take a step back and ask ourselves, why am I doing this to begin with? Because then this this question may help us to relook at the situation slightly differently.